Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. This is Beata, your hostess for the night, along with Mama AZ. And we are here gathering on this call tonight to get updates and set our intentions for Virginia, Mothers for the Earth, Body Ecology, and other conscious ministry. So, Mama AZ over in Arizona, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Dr.
Yes, and we have one caller on. I thought that what we could do is just open up the mics and have, as they show up, have everyone introduce themselves so we know who's on the line. And then each person, before you speak, just give us your name. So we have a caller from 928567. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona. My name is Sharif.
Sharif, welcome, Sharif. Nice to have you
Brother
on.
Sharif, bless God. Then you got my check?
Yes, I got it.
Bless your
welcome.
Heart, brother. Sister Viata, you know Brother Sharif.
Yes.
Okay,
excellent. I met him.
Yes, ma'am. The brother up at the Matt Kahn.
Oh, okay, yes, thank you.
Yeah, okay,
thank you.
That brother.
Nice to hear your voice again. Okay, so
go ahead.
We're waiting for other callers, but Mama AZ, if you want to start off the calls to the conversation tonight, we can bring everyone else up to speed when they get on.
Okay, this is good. Well, first of all, brother, sister, actually, Sister Viata's journey, I just had a power nap, so I'm waking myself up. Sister
Hallelujah.
Viata's journey has really given me a cause for the pause of reflection. And then when I got the information in the picture on Mother Hankins, it's interesting that Melchizedek had called in just as I was receiving of that picture. Brother Sharif, Mother Hankins, Christina Hankins, is a very prominent elder. I don't say was, I say is. Even though she's on the other side, she has really resonated with me and her mission that she wanted to put together before she left this planet. And you know, sister, last time I had a one-on-one conversation with Mother Hankins, it wasn't at the hospital. It was at her home. And it was very, very enlightening and very sad all at the same time. I was thinking about she wanting to start an industrial training school. That's why she and I were coming together, because of the machinery that I have. And ones like, even like you, Brother Sharif, I was thinking to myself after I saw those young people at the at my little introduction class at the sewing center yesterday, how intelligent these two young people that Sister Deborah had brought, her grandson and her granddaughter. And I was thinking to myself, now, I know Brother Sharif and myself could teach these young people how to operate the machines, how to silk screening. Tell us what you do, Brother Sharif. Just give Sister Viata a little bit of background if you didn't already.
I do a little bit of embroidery, screen printing. I'm also involved in the textile industry, clothing, and you know, all the things related to that type of field, digitizing, where I can take somebody's artwork and put it into stitch form, which they call digitizing, to print on shirts or canvases or, you know, anything type like that.
Okay. Well, you need to talk to my nephew. He's in the T-shirt business.
Yay. And
he could probably learn some things from you.
Yes, ma'am. This is basically one of the components that Mother Hankins was working on, brother and Sister Giata, at the school, the grammar school. You know that picture that you saw me being baptized, sister? Well,
yes,
I attended that school right after, the same school that Mother Hankins was so diligently trying to get people to come together to have, to reorganize an industrial, a training school, you see. And I was thinking to myself, what has happened to our people, our melanated people? And you know, Mother Hankins, she was so sad that day, because she has all of these things that she needed to be organized in her space. And there were adult people there, Brother Sharif, who stayed with her months. And that's one reason I was so torn up just thinking about it. And I don't want to be in that position. This is why I'm reaching out to my extended family now, because I don't want to have to be sad when I leave this planet, seeing things that I know could have been accomplished, but because of the laziness and the arrogance and the lack of knowledges of our melanated people, that did not happen in Mother Hankins' life. Bless her heart, she was crying because nobody would come and help her to clean up. Grown adults live there in the premises and too damn lazy to do anything about helping this elder with all of these knowledges, you see. So I'm bringing this family together to see with the ideas and the inspiration of ones like Sister Viata, ones like you, Brother Sharif, have given me, ones like L.A., Bay, meaning Sister Bay, with her frame quilting. Some of those two little things that she sent me via phone. Every time I get in a moment, I look through those pictures. The item that Sister Elzora has sent me, when I get in my moment, I look through those pictures. And this is one of the major purposes of this call. You see, I would like to see how we can be a part of Mother Hankins' vision. This is a major reason I ask you to come on the call, because you're close, Brother Sharif. You're just right there at Sedona. It's an hour and a half. I'm not sure of everything Mother Hankins was involved with Palmdale School, my grammar school, but we can find out. I have items. I've made some decisions with the help of Sister Viata's encouragement to take the machinery, the tables, and whatever else I have there in Virginia and move forward with connecting with Sister Elzora and her brilliance with the family, because it seems to me that that would be the wisest thing and the closest thing for me to do, because it, the network is actually, as far as I'm concerned, is based in Florida. And I won't go into that too much until a few other few people get on the line, unless you tell me to let's talk about it, Sister Viata. I'll hold
okay,
up a minute.
We've got two more callers on the line. I'm opening up the mic for, I believe this is Brother L.A., are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Brother L.A., right. We want to just know who's on the line, and we want you to comment as you see fit. Then we have another caller from 480-430. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, hi, I'm Lily. Lily calling from Phoenix.
Oh, Lily from
hey.
Phoenix.
Hey,
Mommy.
Lily.
Hey,
what happened to you at the class?
Did Naki ever go?
No, Naki hasn't called me. I don't know what's up with that. But no, ma'am, he didn't. I asked him, everybody, this is Miss Lily from Phoenix, also part of my sewing class whenever she decides she wants to hang out. And you're going to have to do better than that or just, you know. Anyway, she and Brother Naki, that's how I met her, Sister Viata, through the Brother Naki that you met. And I told him to call you, that you wanted him to be a guest to talk about Dr. Goss's products and other things, but he has not responded. And no, ma'am, Miss Lily, he did not show up to the thing. And I'm having the grand opening Friday. Friday, the machine is coming tomorrow. And thank you again, Sister Viata. So where should we start? Because somebody else beeping in that needs to be a part of this, but I kind of got to hang up and call her. So, Sister Viata, can you kind of get everybody up to speed, and I'll call you right back in 1 minute?
Okay.
All right, I'll call you back in 1 minute, everybody, because this sister has is a major part of this Virginia project, and she needs to hear this as well. I'll call you back.
All right. Mama Z is gathering, has asked us all to have a conference call tonight to talk about the legacy of Christine Hankins. Christina Hankins passed away, I think, you know, a couple of days ago, and she left a legacy of teaching in the industrial world and teaching in the schools. And so she's asking us to consider continuing this legacy on some level or another. Especially we talked, when I was in Phoenix, we talked about the quilting work that's being done in Jacksonville and how we want to make a major contribution to that work in some shape, form, or another, because we think it's a valuable teaching class for quilting. It's a valuable product for selling, a valuable product to put out there for melanated people as well as other colored people, rainbow people, to learn about this special art that is being done in Jacksonville. So we want to support them in Jacksonville as much as possible. That's one of the missions that Mom Azie and I have. And I want to just say, I was thinking about this when I traveled to Arizona. We had such divine favor in that area. It was amazing to be in Sedona. And Brother Sharif, I don't know if Mom Azie shared this with you, but after that conference, we had a perfect stranger give us his room, which I would estimate was about $200 a night, give us his room for free. And so that, to me, just confirmed the presence of the angels and messengers with us on that mission, on that journey, exploring, learning, growing. And so Mama AZ, I think, is back on the line. And so I want her to continue to share this vision. And we do have another caller. I want to introduce area code 561-345. You're on the call. What, can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, peace, love, health, and happiness to you. This is Princess Yogini Meridina, and I'm calling from Lake Worth, Florida.
Lake Worth, Florida. Regina.
No, Priestess Nuradina.
Priestess Nuradina, thank you, and welcome to the call. Okay, Mama AZ, if you want to continue, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 callers on the air, including 5, including myself.
Okay, Brother
LA.
I'll
let you know as others join us, I'll let you know.
Yes, ma'am. Brother LA, you still there? Okay, it's good. Okay, all right. I was just checking. That's all, just checking. Okay, this is what my spirit has been telling me. All right. You, all of us that's on this conference call line, first of all, we have got to get over people who do not look like us. We are all one human family, people. If we wait around for our melanated brothers and sisters to give us a hand to do any doggone thing, we will be waiting until Jesus comes, and Jesus ain't coming back. That includes doggone family that we came to the planet with, and I will be nice, okay? And all of those other people who jaw jack, who talk noise and do nothing about it but talk. Now is the time to move, especially for me, because I do not have a whole lot of time. And I'm not going to, I choose not to be a statistic and not do something about putting in place our mission and vision. It's doable. And again, I give thanks to Brother L.A., whoever is on the line needs to get information so you can go back to those podcasts and listen to all of the shows from eons back that this bullhorn man who talks through with a loudspeaker, without a loudspeaker, an imaginary one. And I'm not trying to give you the big head, Brother L.A., but it's a fact. And then Sister Elzora, who does the quilting, and Sister Bay, who's very intelligent. I'm putting these people out there into the atmosphere. Okay, Sister Nuradina, Priestess Nuradina, who just came on the line. This sister held the fort down, held the light there through all obstacles and odds her survival up there at Mothers for the Earth. She coined that phrase, Mothers for the Earth, and that is exactly what it is. And at some point in time, she will be able to tell her whole entire story on my blog talk, okay, because it's incredible. There's enough land up there, 200 acres, in Alton, Virginia, to build, to grow, to have a school. And with what Mother Hankins has been communicating to me, it doesn't matter if you believe it or not, I know what I heard and what I've seen so far. And with the energy that I have left, this will happen, people. But you see, Brother L.A., you, Sister Viata, you're going to be the one to extend that door open even further because of the knowledges that you have. Almost 10 years ago, on that land, I saw the medicine spiral, meaning in Alton, Virginia, at Body Ecology Land on the 200 acres there. Sister Nuruddina can tell you something about that. I just had a dream the other night about this, okay? This was the same night that things were falling in here. Mother Hankins made her transition at 3 a.m. That very morning, okay? I want you to listen to what I'm saying, all right? You don't have to believe anything. You just investigate, all right? Now, that land up there in Alton, Virginia, there are many ancient ones working to help us to do whatever it is that is necessary. Unless we know somebody else who has enough land over in the country, Art of Body Ecology is a person of color. He's a melanated person. He's a vegan. He's been doing this even before Jesus came, okay? And he's still doing it, and Jesus is gone, all right? Now, no matter what anybody says about Art or whatever happens, I know that this is one of the major places that these things can happen. He's already in tune with earth building, with planting, seeding, those kinds of things. Like I said earlier, 8-10 years ago, I had this vision of the medicine spiral. Even though a Caucasian person had to get convinced them to open the door, meaning talk to Art for me, it didn't matter. It's happening. And this is what I'm saying. If you can't get to where you need to go, and if the Creator sends an angel, a light worker, and place that person in your midst, and he happens to not be of a melanated persuasion, you better think about it. Because, people, we don't have a lot of time. And I'm not talking about the end of the doggone world. Our people who are melanated are so damn stupid, they don't even know who they are. So what are we going to do? We're going to wait until we get some sense. I don't want to be, I'm not choosing to be another Mother Hankins statistics. I'm not going to do that because I have it's my house family, my soul purpose healing family, my Sister Nuruddina, who held down the fort there at Mothers for the Earth. It is no accident that sister went through all of what she went through there at Mothers for the Earth until I could get there. And then when those doors were trying to be closed, a Caucasian person came in my life and opened those doors back up, you see, because sometimes our people are too damn stuck on stupid, and they are full of themselves, period. I'm seeing a whole lot of things. Since you left, Sister Viata, a whole bunch of stuff has been placed before me, even with my own family. And we don't have a lot of time, and we cannot wait for people who look like us. We can't. We have to go with what we have and move forward. And what I've analyzed through all of this, there is something going on with the energy of Florida. And that portion of what is still there in North Carolina, I'm reaching out to all of you so that we can come together in Gullah Geechee Nation. I live there in St. Augustine in Jacksonville, and I have connections. But see, I was young, dumb, and stupid. I was illiterate and didn't know where I was living, the culture that I was breathing in. I had no idea about Gullah Geechee Nation. St. Augustine, Florida, living right there. Didn't know half of, none of what I know now. And I want to do something before I leave this building, meaning the planet, my brothers and my sisters. It's very important to me. So what I'm saying is I see a quilting museum. I see a school. I see a training center located there in Jacksonville, St. Augustine. Somewhere in that area I see it, because every time I see those creations of Sister Elzora and her mom and the connections with my husband and the family there in Jacksonville and in St. Augustine, I'm like, okay, you don't have to hit me upside my head with a lightning bolt. And then Sister Viatra comes in on the scene where I can physically see her and be with her and her energy and resonate with what she left here in a good way and what she even opened, some of the Pandora's box of my family. I'm like, whoa, come on now. Thank you, kind spirit, for enlightening me. You see, I'm no longer, all my life, ever since I was two, I have been giving my pearls to swine when it comes to my family. I'm not going to do that anymore at all. I'll just sit on it and let it rust before I do this. But with the family that I have now on the line, I know that I don't have concerns about it, because we're all going to do what we need to do in a good way to see this happen. And what Mother Hankins has told me in this life on this side, and what she's communicating to me now, this is doable. It's doable. Even if we had a little hut in the village somewhere at St. Augustine or Jacksonville, I don't know what kind of land Sister Elzora and her mom has, but you guys are there. You can investigate, because I'm going home. I got to go home and start proceedings, meaning to North Carolina. I need to get myself home and get things in order and in gear, because there's a major change that's coming. And I'm reaching out to ones who are physically able to assist me in doing just that. And Sister Viata, I gave her a film that a brother collected of me. I mean, he collected. I didn't know the brother had done so much footage. It's long. But anyway, it's a lot of informative information if you pay attention. And on that film, DVD, that van, it has no motor. I left it in the coal country up in Virginia at the store, and the block cracked. However, you can still work out of it. And the machines that Sister Viata, she's taken photographs of him. There's another set of tables inside that van. Back in the day, I would roll all over the country and set up at any festival with my generator, and I would sell some the items that I don't think that Sister Viata took any pictures of the clothing. It doesn't matter. However, that van, I call it the Orange Pumpkin. It's the schoolhouse on wheels. and you can go anywhere, set it up, plug in. If you don't have a power pack, you can plug into anybody's electricity. Even though it doesn't have a motor, it's I still saw out of it. And that is one major thing that I need help with, and we must find a spot for Sister Elzora so we can do it and make this happen, people. We must get this school, this training school, in order. This is what Mother Hankins was working on so hard, but no one could see what she saw. I saw it because I'm in the same situation. And Sister Viata can tell you. I'm not just talking about it. You know, it is actually physically here, period. And everything, and she can tell you everything that is in this space, and it's a lot. I put it here myself, by myself, on a walker, because others were too damn stupid to even have a heart to assist. And I'm not doing that anymore because I have a family. And I will say, and I'm going to say this. It bothers me to see Mother Hankins' home. It bothers me because there are adult people, a man and a woman, and other people, including her children, who allow her to live like that. It should not be like that. And there are many elders. We talked about this in the Sweat Lodge. Up in the cold country, trying to get home, frozen by the road. And Sister Nuruddina, she hasn't experienced that to that degree. I haven't experienced that to that degree. But right now, I have limbs from frostbitten that people never come to be even bothered to check on me in North Carolina. This is a true story. I can stay in that house for a year, and no one but my husband will bring me food. No one. I'm serious. That has to stop. We have enough in our resources to reach out to these elders who many of them have knowledges. That's what I saw up there at Mothers for the Earth. 14 huts. Earth home that can be built. I know art is for that, for the elders to reside, to teach. There are many elders who have no one, but we have the capability to reach them and bring out of them what the Creator has given them with many talents. You have a spot there in Florida. Sister Elzora and her mom. And there are many other people in that area who do arts and crafts and quilts. This is what I was asking Professor Houston, the man that was on his show at the Blacktown or some community there in South Carolina. Can you go to visit? To actually see what this is all about. Because people can talk jaw jack all day long, but unless you actually physically see it, then what do you have? Just somebody's word. And I'm telling you, people, there is something to this. There is something to this. And just please put it in your peace pipe and smoke it, because on the 19th, on Juneteenth, I have no idea yet how I'm going, but I'm going, and I have some special cargo to take. I only have one person and his wife to say, you get the vehicle, we'll come and help you load these godfathers, meaning the stones. I'm serious. One person, my brother, he runs. My blood brother, others run. You know, you crazy. You're this. You're that. Don't care anymore, y'all. I have a family, meaning you, and we have something here, but I cannot do it all by myself. And I say, reach out to Art. I say, reach out to your people in Jacksonville, in the Gullah Geechee Nation in St. Augustine, Florida. And I also will stress the point. You can't wait until Jesus comes for melanated people, because we don't have that kind of time, y'all. We don't. Now, I'll be quiet and let somebody else put in their word, because I'm really wanting to know your opinions and how you feel about a museum and a quilting factory in Florida, in Gullah Geechee Nation. I'll be quiet. I'm listening.
I want to say Priestess Nuradima is really close to me, and now that I have some reliable transportation, we need to connect and maybe ride up 95. It looks like from the map I looked at, you're on Lake on 95. Is that true?
No. No, we're
you're
on,
not
on,
near 90.
You know what? I don't know if I'm 95. I guess Florida, 95 runs into Florida. I'm in West Palm Beach.
Yeah, that's 95. 95,
okay.
The major road in Florida runs up the east
Florida,
of
yeah, right, right, exactly.
95. And that
yeah.
goes straight to Fort Lauderdale. That goes straight to Jacksonville and St. Augustine.
Where are you located?
I'm Central Florida, Orlando. So I'm west.
Oh, you're
east,
Orlando?
But,
okay,
yeah.
You're like three, four hours away.
Yeah,
you know, people are up
and
down.
You and I need to connect and figure out when we can travel maybe together or meet up and go to visit Jacksonville, Elzora, and the quilt, and see, you know, from there what we're going to do to make this
mm-hmm.
happen, if that's okay with you. I can either
yeah.
drive to... somewhere, I can drive to 95 and meet you, and then we can go from, I can pick you up and go head north to Jacksonville and St. Augustine one day.
Sounds like a plan. So, yes, please, let's make sure that we exchange my phone number. And
I got your phone number. Is this your
exactly.
cell phone number you're on?
Yes, ma'am. That's the number to reach
okay.
me. That would be good. So
all
the
right.
sooner the better, let's communicate.
Yes, and so I will communicate with you next weekend, maybe my free weekend. So I'll talk to you after this show. And then I was going to say, Brother L.A., if you could give us the number for the It's My House website or TV show. Brother L.A. has had so many good shows in the last 2 weeks about gentrification mm-hmm. and what we all need to be have the knowledge of. So maybe he could give us the number so we could all go to that number and do some listening for the show. Brother L.A., are you there?
Yeah, go to itsmyhouseonline.com, and you'll find a number for the It's My House radio, which is 712-432-8863. So you can call that number, like, right now. And you'll get
okay,
a playback.
Okay, that's LA. Repeat that again, because you keep breaking up, sir. Repeat that number again, please.
712-432-8863.
Okay.
And
our
website.
Radio, and then the live podcast are at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. 619-768-2945.
And it's
itsmyhouse.com? Well, if you go to itsmyhouseonline.com, the phone number for the radio station is on that site.
Okay.
And for the live stream, it's a different number.
Okay. Brother Sharif, did you get that one?
Yes, I got the numbers.
All right, excellent. You must tune in to It's My House 5 days a week. And I'm going to say this, family. What has come to my gut, because the Golos didn't show up yesterday to the sewing class, that's all good. To me, that's a sign. I know they're real, real busy, and they have their own agenda. I don't know all what is going on in their growing of food. However, I do know this. They live right next door to Luke Air Force Base. That's not good. There are other things that should go on, but I'm not the holder of that land, and I'm not in their head. But Sister Golo is feeling this too. Sister Golo, not Brother Golo, Sister Golo. But that's her husband, and she has to abide by whatever his decisions are. That food is being sprayed on. I know what Matt Kahn said. I know all of that. However, there are chemicals that fly over that food 24/7. And there's something else that's getting ready to happen with that land. So we don't really need to focus, people, on the Golos. Take what we can learn from them and move forward and find a spot where you can grow foods that are not by Air Force bases or airports or this, that, and the other. And I'm not pushing Mothers for the Earth. What I'm pushing is the nature, the trees. That is what I'm pushing. I'm pushing the amount of land. I miss Virginia and North Carolina because of the breathing. Here, I could not go outside. The air quality was so dangerous, and I don't really want to put any negative things in the air, but you think about how dangerous this air is. I know you can say, think about, it's not going to affect me or whatever, but our systems can take so much. So why put yourself in a smoking arena with smoke and breathing, and you have to continue to tell yourself, I'll be all right. I can hang with this nicotine, this smoke, breathing in this smoke. I'll be all right. Mm-mm. Doesn't work like that. Mm-mm. That's just my opinion. So reach out to Art, Sister Beata. Reach out to Art, Brother L.A., because you are a negotiator. You and Sister Beata make a hell of a team. That's what I've been wanting to say to you. I can't catch you, so I got you now on the radio. I see some things, but I'm not going to repeat all of that right now, okay? That's just the name of that tune, all right? So you can take whatever I say to the bank. You can put it in your peace pipe and smoke it. All I have to go on is the trooper that Sister Nuruddina was when she was up there on Mothers for the Earth, even those ones who own the land. Some of their essences don't even have a freaking clue of what they got. What they have the caretaker of, they're the caretakers. They don't have a freaking clue what they really got. And so I know Peggy in Montana. She said, come on down, whatever the case may be. But you're a smart man, Brother L.A. See if you can link up and have a journey there at Mothers for the Earth, because we need 14 huts. Or earth homes for the elder for the elder women, for the sacred clan mothers. We need that. And Sister Miradina is one of those ones. And that's all I got to say.
Do you have Art's number available?
I would have to go hang up. This is a phone and I'm really trying to learn how to work.
Okay, you need to get that to me. I'd have to go through my blog talk. He was on the show and I had all that information, but since I moved, I don't know where my blog talk sheets are right now. When you can, send me the Art's number, because I've been wanting to meet him ever since he was on the show, and I think that'll happen this year.
All right. Okay. So, actually, if you give me a moment, I can hang up, and if you can carry on, I can get the number, because Brother L.A. needs to have this number too, and I need to get it to everybody now. So I'm just going to hang right up, and I'll call you right back, sister.
Okay, and we have a caller who joined us on the line. Let me see. Did I mess up here? Someone joined us. Area code 267.
That sounds like Sister Bay.
Okay.
Sister Bay? Okay.
Is this area code 267474? Is that Sister Bay?
I think that's Sister Bay.
You hear me?
Is that you?
Yes, but I'm out traveling, so I have you on mute.
Okay. I'm going to hang up, family. I'll call you right back. Uh-oh.
Okay, Sister Bay, tell us where you're traveling and what's going on with you.
I'm traveling on public transportation. It's a lot of noise. Not anywhere special.
Okay, it sounds quiet.
For the moment.
Oh, okay.
You might hear in a few minutes.
Okay, well, we're glad you're joining us. We're refocusing and thinking about focusing on Jacksonville, St. Augustine, to develop the quilting shop and think about helping build some huts in Virginia for the mothers, for the earth, to be able to have a place to stay. And so this is a refocusing meeting, prioritizing and doing what we do is having the intention to prosper, and as L.A. has been teaching us over the last couple of weeks, to gentrify. And as I was sharing with him early on his show, that we are becoming the gentrification group, the gentrification generation, because when we keep our eyes open, we can see those neighborhoods that need improving and renovating. We don't need people coming in. We don't need people coming into the neighborhoods and telling us your neighborhood is going to be gentrified. If we keep our eyes open and focus and listen to what the Spirit is saying to us in all our different areas that we're in, we know what neighborhoods need help and what is going to benefit the earth and the people in the community. So Mama AZ is back on the line with the number for Art, who's in Body Ecology in Virginia.
All right. You ready, everybody? It's
okay.
336-273-7406. Again, it's 336-273-7406.
Okay, now you said 336, right?
Yes, ma'am.
336-737-406.
406. Yes, ma'am.
And that's Art Hanson in
Body Ecology. Art Hanson
Body
Ecology.
And Ecology. Okay, now, does anyone know Elzora's number?
I do. I got it. Yes, ma'am, I do. Let me go back.
Well, you don't have to send it, but I'm going to need her number to connect to. Well, I'll get it by next week, and we might be able to travel. Priestess Nerudima and I next weekend, since we're not that far away from her and each other. So Priestess Nerudima and I have to hook up and go up 95 to Jacksonville. And I actually promised Pleasant. I met Pleasant in Chicago when I was there a few weeks ago back, and I promised him I was going to visit Elzora's mother in Jacksonville. So I got to keep my promise, and this is a reminder to me to visit the quilt makers. And I for one have a quilt. I have a quilt in my possession that is as old as I am, because my grandmother made quilts for all her grandchildren, and I still have that quilt to this day. So that quilt is 60 years old. She made quilts for all her grandchildren when they were born.
Yeah.
And I don't care how raggedy that quilt gets, I'm going to keep that quilt. And so it is history. There's so much history in these quilts that we do need a museum of some kind.
Well, I feel real good about putting together some type of museum of Mother's Pretty Earth. I really wanted to do that. However, it wasn't feasible because of the road. And anyway, Jacksonville is a much better location.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Much better location.
If something is happening, hear me? Can you hear me?
There's a lot of noise. Somebody in the background.
Somebody's walking. Doing a lot of walking or something.
Okay, put it on mute. If you have to, you know, I'm not sure whose phone that is, but if you can, put it on mute. Sister?
Yeah, any other comments?
Can you hear me? This is Priestess Nerudima.
Yes, ma'am.
We can hear you.
Yes, abundantly grateful. I just want to say that... you know, so much. I'm listening to you, Mama Az, and the urgency and how important it is for certain things to get done. And the things have been really quickened in the universe and the cosmos for us to move forward. And I'm in total agreement with you about it's important for us to just connect with the souls, because this is about a soul connection. Because all of us are all the same being, and it's our time as a people to rise to a higher vibration on the planet, a higher living. And so one of the things that we're doing here now in Florida, the reason I'm here is because while I was there in Virginia, in the forest, like I said, I was being mentored by Mother Nature. And a lot of the visions that I had while I was there has unfolded in the truth. You know, that vision that I had there, I've seen the things happen now. And so I do understand what you mean about the magic of the whole thing. Exactly what everything is, I don't know exactly how, you know, things are to turn out, but our land and where I've come to, the land and where we are to be is wherever we are, that we are to be totally immersed in being a vehicle, or not a vehicle, but a receiver, wherever we are, whether it's in Virginia, Florida, or anywhere, to let go of what it is that we think that we know and allow and trust our soul knowing, you know, allowing our mind to ride our heart. And the main thing is for us all to connect as evolved beings on the planet,
yes,
and then move into a new us. That's how I'm seeing it. All of the old stuff is all over. The old world, trying to hold on to an old world or fix an old world, a way, a mindset that is dying, and even putting attention on it is useless right now. It's putting our attention and our mind on having us ascend to a higher level living as humans, you know, as humans, humanity. And that we've seen the vision, we can trust it. It is not anything new. The founders of this country, you know, the people that, you know, they all had vision, whether it was vision of something that was destructive or something that appeared to be very healing for humanity. Everyone has received these visions, and life unfolded for those who put themselves out. I was looking at the guy Tesla with the electricity and all of that kind of stuff, and even Abraham Lincoln, and so many people as connected with what they call, you know, unidentified. You know, other people from aliens. That's the word I was trying to use, for other planets or other higher minds that's communicating. And that's what I'm hearing. Like with you, you're receiving from other levels. And so the main thing is, I guess I want to say is for all of us is to, it's important for us to just start to clear our own self and being forgiving, you know, releasing, forgive yourself, forgiving others, keeping, getting yourself cleaned up, getting these vehicles prepared for a transformation to happen. Let go of any kind of anger and fear and all of those things. Be willing to release that, so that we can be a pure vehicle for the next unfoldment. It's not like it used to be. We are, that's all over. All of those things are over. So that's what I want to acknowledge, that and any of the rest of us that are hearing and abilities have expanded to where we can see further, that we can trust that. You can trust it and know that by double-checking yourself, by constantly making sure that, you know, you're releasing, you're drinking a lot of water. That's for one thing. That's, you know, it's important that we drink with water, because 90% of the earth is water, and our body is mostly water, and so therefore water can transform all kinds of different stages. We don't even know all of the properties and all that can happen in water, and so that we are water, and water does go through these levels of transformation. So humans, we get to go through levels of transformation because of that. But if we're polluted, you know, physically, it's important to get these vehicles as down as slim so that we can lift up and let go of all of these things, so we can bring ourselves to a state of wellness and a state of pureness, so that we can receive pure guidance, and so we could be that force for all to lift up. This time on the air that we have here is important, that we're focusing on it and allowing ourselves to be strong channels so others can feel it, whether they're listening in or not, that we are spending this time effectively in influencing the waves, the energy fields of our planet for a happy world and a harmonious world for all us, to humanity, to move to the next level of our evolution. I don't even know, you know, houses or tents or huts, or I don't even know if all of those things are necessary. But I know that for us to have harmony in connection with all creation, we will see us as a new being. And so that's what I would like to share. And I know that many of us are having all kinds of phenomenal experiences and that we can trust it. But once again, you know, breathing, drinking water, cleaning our colon, our blood, our liver, being in a relationship, that's what I'm asking Mothers for the Earth. We're asking people to join us in this campaign to drink, do these things. When you wake up in the morning, being thankful to your liver, your kidney, your heart, your gallbladder. This is the one thing, that's the only thing. This is our only house, this body, you know, so use it and being grateful for your crew, the liver, kidney, heart, and these are the systems, that organs that's serving you, you know, and these kind of things. And once we are grateful within ourselves and happy and in harmony with ourselves, then when we look out, you know, and then from the inside, that energy vibrates out. And when we look out, that's all we're seeing, is more of that. And the more we do it, the more we're creating that, and our energy starts to come together to cancel out the stuff that's dying. In fact, it's not even going to have to be canceled. It's just already dying. The more intense we are with happiness, with, you know, goodness and trusting, you know. And I know you were saying that we don't have a lot of time, Mama AZ, but actually, you know, time is not even a factor. All we have is this moment, and the more the happier we can be, the healthier, and we can be in this moment, you know, then that is all that there is, you know. And so therefore we have all the time that there is necessary for anything to happen. So the main thing is just to stay at a state of individually being that force of peace and happiness and harmony within yourself, and allow it to take over, because we're guided. You know, the whole cosmos is with us. You know, everything we need on this planet is provided for humans on the planet to do nothing but evolve to the next level. And it's a wonderful, wonderful seeing. And so I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity to let me show, to call me on the air, to be here with you, to be one of those forces to put this joy into the planet, you know.
Well said, my sister. Thank you for
I
that.
I agree.
That was like a summary.
I agree.
I'm sorry, but I only scheduled this for an hour, so we're in overtime, and we usually have a few minutes overtime. But Mama AZ, do you have any closing remarks?
I just did. Can you hear me? Because my phone keeps cutting out.
Yes, I
hear
you.
Can you
hear
me? I agree.
Yep,
I agree, Princess Nuradina.
Yeah.
I agree. And I mean that, sister. I love us. And I'm grateful you were able to come on. So that's it. And thank you, Brother L.A. I'm expecting to see you and Sister Viata to move this world. Okay.
Hallelujah. Together we can do it. Thank us. Shalom,
that's
everyone.
Right.
Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. And tune in Sunday for Soul Purpose Healing. Bless you all, and shalom.
Shalom.